day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Active gains have developed in lean hog and feeder cattle trade today, with each market holding triple-digit gains. The ability to rebound from recent lows helping to spark some renewed interest throughout the entire livestock market. Corn futures higher today in light trade. September corn futures about 1¾ cents higher. Stock markets were lower today in light trade. The Dow Jones 368 points lower. NASDAQ down 72 points. Once again today, limited activity was seen in the live cattle futures, while strong gains were seen in feeder cattle trade, sparking some additional buyer activity in all live cattle trade. This move higher could spark some technical reversals in the live cattle complex, with October futures breaking away from month-long lows of $106.22 per hundredweight. Cash cattle activity remained generally quiet today, with a few token bids at $109 per hundredweight, a few asking prices seen today at $113 and higher, although it's likely most trade will hold off until Thursday or Friday. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, higher today, up 15 cents in select and up 65 cents per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 98 total loads. In feeder cattle today, futures shifted higher following the inability for initial morning pressure to spark renewed cattle market interest midweek. Triple-digit gains, though, holding off today, with traders focusing on pulling away from last week's lows. The ability to string together two or three positive trading sessions in nearby feeder cattle expected to spark some additional underlying support throughout the entire complex. Meanwhile, grains were lower today, with corn trade flat to a penny lower, soybean trade 2 to 4 cents lower, with meal $1.50 to $2.50 lower, and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, today, wheat trade was 2 to 6 cents lower, with wheat remaining ensconced in the lower end of the range. The Kansas City-Chicago spread seeing two-sided trade again, getting back towards 67 cents from 70 at the highs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.